Launch Podcast. I'm your host, Sammy. Follow me in my quest in finding great places around Louisville to grab some grub. The only locally produced podcast reviewing lunch and dinner spots around the Derby City. This is Season 1, Episode 1, Ollie's Trolley. Oscar, who you'll find to be a Louisville Lunch regular, is here with me to review Ollie's Trolley. It's that little fake train car located at 978 South 3rd Street in Old Louisville. Welcome, hey. Oscar.
Thanks for having me, Sammy.
Absolutely, my friend. So we picked this place, kind of we were in the neighborhood a little bit, and not a little bit, we actually were in the neighborhood, and picked this place. Oscar had never been there, right?
Never been there.
So,
first time.
Yeah. He's a Ollie's Trolley virgin, as we call him. The place is, you know, it's a good location. The parking is a little funky.
Yeah. You can fit about 4 or 5 scooters in the parking lot?
Probably, yes.
Maybe a skateboard.
Yeah, I think it's only skateboard parking there. But so we didn't have a place in the parking lot to park, so we had to park across the street in a meter, which always kind of sucks, in my opinion. But once we got there, it was lunch rush, probably about 12:30 or so. And there was a line formed out the door. And the way they do their ordering process is kind of cool.
Yeah. There were about 12, 14 people in front of us, pretty quick.
Yeah, we weren't in line
Take very long at all. Menus, pretty short.
Burgers, pretty much. Was there anything?
There was chicken sandwich, I think.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
For the bird.
Right.
Oscar. But, yes, there's like 2 doors, in and out. You go in, you order. By the time you're done ordering, the person in front of you has already gotten their meal. You go pick up your meal, the guy behind you is already ordered. It's like a well-oiled machine in there. It's like production line.
A small room.
Very tiny.
3 by 8.
Yeah.
There's enough people for maybe, or enough room for about 4 people at a time inside.
And even then, you're like brushing up against people ever. So needless to say, there's no inside dining. We actually sat outside at the little park bench right out front and watched the interesting crowds across the street gathering. And
there was what looked like quite a few bikes that came by.
Yeah, there was some police escorted bike parade or something.
I'm not sure what that was for.
I was hoping they'd be throwing out candy, but that wasn't the case. So the place is like, I mean, it's perfect. They've been doing it for years, you can tell, and they don't mess around. The coolest thing I thought was they take your order on a brown paper bag, and you're like, what in the hell is that all about? But that paper bag is what the cooks get, and then they throw your burger and fries in there. No waste. That's genius. It's cash only, which I wasn't real crazy about because I never have cash on me. Today I did.
It's because I didn't have any cash. That's why you weren't crazy about it.
So,
thanks again for buying my lunch.
Oh, sure. Anytime.
Sammy.
You owe me tomorrow, Oscar. So I ordered the half-pound undressed burger with ketchup and mayo. And the funny thing about that is I asked for mayo, and she said, our mayo is Ollie sauce. I was like, okay, but mayo? That's not your mayo. We don't have mayo, whatever. And Ollie sauce is pretty much Thousand Island dressing kicked up a notch. I mean, you didn't
paprika,
have it on yours.
Paprika, maybe?
Yeah, it's kind
of paprika.
It was a little spicy. I actually picked most of mine off, like scraped it off with my bag or whatever. And what did you get, Oscar?
I had the half-pound undressed with mustard and onion,
mm-hmm.
fries and a Coke.
Oh, yeah, I got fries and Coke as well. And the fries, what do you...
Pretty good. They were a little over-seasoned. They were cooked well.
Yeah. They're skinny, the little
skinny
thin
fries.
Shoestring fries.
Plenty of food.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm full.
Yeah.
I didn't think the fries were seasoned that much. I thought they looked more seasoned than they tasted.
Right. And I still have some on my hands.
Yeah, let me try a little. Yeah, I guess you're right. They're pretty seasoned. And the burger was good. Well-cooked, juicy, really sloppy.
Yeah,
which
pretty ugly. Pretty ugly burger.
It's the sign of a good burger, though, typically. And you mentioned that yours is real peppery.
Yeah, I know McDonald's a couple of years ago started adding pepper back into their beef.
Mm-hmm.
And they remind me a little of that.
Right.
A little more pepper than the McDonald's burger.
Right.
But
Would you put quite that much better. Pepper at home? Like if you're grilling a burger, you probably wouldn't use that.
Probably
much.
Not.
Yeah.
But I do. I did like the flavor of it.
Right.
It was. It wasn't overcooked, which is always nice.
That's always a bad thing. Yeah. Not dry. Dry. Patty or whatever. So yeah, I mean, I think we both agree that the burgers were pretty awesome. The Cokes, you know, tiny like little fountain Cokes, and I don't know if they did refills or not, but it's like $1.25 for a little 12-ounce
fountain drink. The mix seemed pretty good. It wasn't, you know, undercarbonated,
right?
Which is some I've had trouble with before at small places like that. Yeah, hasn't
the
been
mixture
calibrated
is not,
correctly, but tasted like a Coke,
right? And I think our total bill was like $11 something.
I don't
for
know.
Two.
I didn't pay. So I
yeah,
wasn't
you keep talking about that, Oscar. So $11.75 for two people, not that bad of a deal. I mean, I think it's a pretty good bargain.
It was a fast lunch.
Yeah, for 20 minutes.
20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, I looked at the meter. So $11.75, and I guess Sammy, I would give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
And Oscar, what do you think?
I'd give it a 8 out of 10.
8? Slow down.
For the speed, for if I were looking for a quick lunch, didn't want to go to a fast food restaurant and didn't want to pay a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think it's comparable fast food prices, but it's actually better quality burger than you'd get at Burger King.
You're not feeding the corporate machine.
Exactly, and that's always important. That's one of our mantras here at Louisville Lunch, is to support Louisville-based restaurants. We only review chains if they're local. And Ollie's Trolley, I think it was like Cincinnati chain or something I read online. I don't know if that's true.
I've only seen that one, so.
Yeah. But they should make them a chain because they're that good. So that's our review for Ollie's Trolley in Old Louisville. And keep checking our site. We're going to try to do these podcasts maybe once or twice a week. Maybe not twice. I don't know. That's kind of
depends on if I have money or not.
There you go. So thanks for listening. This has been the Louisville Lunch Podcast, episode 1.